This would be like you going into the American Eagle store and see jeans and a t-shirt. This is the new hip thing.
Yeah, right.
Never before has this ever been seen.
Finally speaks to me.
Couple this with a brown belt.
Oh, fucking great.
What? Go.
You're listening to The Angry Designer, where we cut through the industry bull to help frustrated graphic designers survive and thrive.
Oh. Middle of the week.
Yes.
It's hard to believe that this week's already like halfway. What happened here? I thought we switched to Tuesdays where it wasn't, we weren't complaining about the middle of the week shit.
Right? I know.
What happened?
Just, I don't know. Why did we do that?
I don't know. Something changed. What? Because the cleaners decided to clean. They wanted to switch their day.
Yes.
We were accommodating the cleaners.
That's what you get. We know our priorities.
So fun stuff today. We had a whole bunch of people sharing their Spotify. I guess Spotify. Just, you know, let people know like what they're watching, they're trending, how many minutes they spent. Mm-hmm. And man, we've got like everybody was sharing like, you know, I've watched 1,000 minutes of your, or listened to 1,000 minutes of your podcast, 2,000 minutes. Somebody with like 14,000 minutes of The Angry Designer. Man, do I love you. I just want to say, wow, you should be doing this podcast with all that. Holy, like, that's amazing.
That's
like,
awesome.
I know, right? Like, that's kind of cool.
14,000 minutes.
Yeah.
Woo.
I know, right? Again, join the podcast.
Wow.
No, but that's just really cool that Spotify would share something like that, right?
Yeah, totally.
That's kind of, it's cool for us.
Yeah.
Because it just means that, you know, people are listening to this, right?
Where you at, Apple? Come on.
Yeah. Apple's falling behind.
Jeez.
So I went to the mall last night.
Oh.
It was Christmas time.
Oh, God.
I couldn't get into it at all.
Oh, you couldn't?
Not that I couldn't get into Christmas. Yeah. Sorry, let me rephrase. Oh, yeah. Okay. I had to go pick up something for my daughter. She ordered it from American Eagle, so whatever.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, okay, I'm at the mall. Let me just go for a walk around and see. And I mean, I'm walking and something's wrong because I think I've gotten too comfortable in jeans and a t-shirt, a hat, maybe my hoodie. And that's what I was last night. Black hat, hoodie.
Yep.
Surprise, surprise.
So, yeah, big surprise.
Jeans. Surprise, surprise. My kicks, you know. And I'm walking around the mall and I'm looking at all the design stuff and all the new styles and this. I couldn't get into it.
Oh, no.
I know. I hope I'm not getting old, or I find the older I get, the simpler my style becomes.
Yes.
I love t-shirts. Mm-hmm. I love fun t-shirts. Yeah. Look at this bad boy.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and ours is coming, of course, I'm excited about. And it's just like I'm building a bigger collection of just simple t-shirts.
Yes. Right.
This is a bad thing or what?
No, it's a buddy of mine. He goes to Walmart.
Yeah.
And he's pretty low key, but he'll buy like 15 of the same shirts.
Dude, that's me.
So literally, he's got a gray shirt.
My closet is all black V-necks.
Yeah.
I have a couple mock necks, you know, to mix it up. But
you have fun prints on
I some do have some fun prints. Yeah, that's separate. But I do have probably like 10 black V-necks. Oh. It's the go-to.
Wow.
It is. Yeah. I know. It makes it so much easier. And I mean, not to go on about how, you know, like some of these like, you know, billionaires are like, I don't have time to pick up my clothes. But I kind of have to, I know where they're coming from. Because again, to try to follow trends, design trends, fashion trends, it's fucking exhausting.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why? Because again, I wear them this year. I'm sick of them next year. I'm constantly having to try to reinvent. And don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When I was, you know, a little younger and into fashion more,
mm-hmm.
I was mixing it up and people were like, I like your style.
Yeah.
That meant something, right? Yes. Where now it's just like, you know what? I that's not as important to me anymore. I'm kind of going longevity.
Yeah.
My kids only know me as a black t-shirt guy.
That's right.
Right? Like, look, I think I wore like a Rust hoodie the other day.
Yes, and I commented on that.
I know, you're just like, I've never seen you in a color. I'm like, I never wear them. So there's something to be said about this, because again, I couldn't get into any of the fashion. Okay, but what did I look at? Okay, the things I did get into, I looked at the jeans.
Yep.
I looked at the kicks.
Yeah.
Right? Because I love kicks. And I looked at watches.
At watches.
I saw a G-Shock. Maybe I'll pick up a G-Shock. I've never had one. I hear good things about it. Yeah. But it's like, but when it came to the clothes, it just wasn't there for me.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, again, I guess I don't follow trends. I'm going long term.
Yes.
Which I think is kind of what we're talking about today.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Kind of, right? And it was kind of this, it totally. was, it, wasn't intentional, but it kind of worked out perfectly.
Yes. What is better than a pair of jeans and a black t-shirt?
Dude, nothing in my opinion.
And when will that go out of style? Yeah,
it doesn't, right? It doesn't.
It won't.
Again, so that works out for the person, right? But sometimes people want to be wearing stylish clothes.
Yes.
And, you know, and again, there was a phase 100% that I was. And I mean, we've got some very, very fancy, nicely dressed, you know, angry designers that follow us. And man, they can pull that shit off. Good for them.
Yes.
I guess it's just, you know, I don't know what you want to call it, but I'm kind of going on the whole long-term thing. I want, I've got a look, I've got a feel, and that's my long-term brand. I'm sticking with it.
Yes.
So we are here today to talk about, it's that time of year where everybody starts talking about 2023 design trends. Okay.
Oh, I love it.
I don't mind the design trends.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's a time and place for design.
Yes.
But the second half of this podcast is the 2023 logo design trends. And okay, let's just put it out there. I fucking hate that that shouldn't even be in the same.
Yes.
Right? You can't have like logo and trends.
It's an oxymoron, right?
In my opinion,
jumbo shrimp. It should be together.
It doesn't work for me, right?
Yes.
And I'll bitch about that. I'm sure I've got lots to say about that.
Yes. Oh, yes.
But, you know, there is a place for design trends. And this kind of, like I said, that whole experience last night, you know, when there's a time in my life, I did want to follow, you know, certain, you know, trendy fashion trends.
Yeah.
And I do think there's a time and place for trends in graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely there is.
Yep.
It depends on the client. It depends on, you know, what it is that you're working on, the purpose, you know. And of course, we joke about this term, which is a real term, the disposable design.
Disposable design.
Yeah. Shit, that's short term. Social media, disposable. It's here. You'll see it for a week and then it's gone, right? And, you know, that's pretty much the lifespan of most of these trends,
most of
these design trends.
Totally.
So I think there's a time and place for that. So let's start off.
Yeah.
Talking about the graphic design trends.
Graphic design trends.
That we've read over 2023.
That's right.
And then we'll jump into the logo stuff, right?
Yes, there. The angry aspect is at the end.
Yeah. Well,
this we can agree on. Some of these I can't even believe they're called trends.
Stupid, right?
And we'll talk about that with the logos too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Boy, oh boy, there's hilarity.
Some of the most ridiculous.
It will ensue when you hear some of that stuff when it's a trend.
So Sean, you found this list of 10 graphic design trends.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did you find this list?
I found this at various websites, you know, around and some forums, Quora, things like that, you know, like interesting stuff. And a lot of it, there's not a lot of commonality. Some of it, there were pieces that
were
together, but also there were some things that were just kind of like
out there, right?
Out there.
Okay.
Yeah, so shall we jump in?
Please, sir.
Okay.
All right. Jump into the deep end.
Let's jump into this. So the design trend that seems to be making a huge comeback is the 3D or the Memphis style,
okay,
but in 3D. Do you remember Memphis style?
See, so I think that's kind of neat. I have seen this. I know as soon as you told me about this, I knew exactly what
it was.
I know. Again, I'm a product of the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Totally lived through Memphis design, right?
Yep.
Seeing it go 3D, I think is cool.
Yep.
And I have already started seeing that pop up in a kind of couple places, right?
Yes.
Sometimes they're using flat art and just making it like, you know, 3D with illustrations.
Yep.
Sometimes it actually looks like it's three-dimensional.
Yes.
But I mean, you recognize it right away.
Totally.
Now, my question is, where the fuck is the use for this?
Well, this is exactly it. It's like I'm looking at this stuff, you know, and it's like some of the hallmarks of it are, you know, like bright colors, bold combinations, abstract shapes and things like that.
Yeah, the squiggles and stuff. Yeah.
So I'm wondering what client in the world you're going to get. And maybe some people have funky clients that will go for something
possibly
like that. I don't think in our experience, you know, it's going to happen.
Well, it's not. But even other than like in a website header.
Yes.
Where else could you use this?
I don't know.
Maybe a poster. But I mean, it would be too busy to put anything on top of that poster.
Totally.
Maybe social trends. But again, text over top of that wouldn't work.
Nope.
Maybe some sort of album cover design.
Yeah, there
like,
you go.
You know, like it's cool.
Yeah.
I like the attempt.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no idea how to actually make that work.
Yes.
But okay, fine. I can say I've seen that already popping up. So I think that's kind of cool.
And it's very good. Like the original stuff is very cool. Like furniture and stuff like that. It almost
Saved by
like,
the Bell. It was on the intro.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it was very, very cool. Like it's an interesting thing. So I would like to see how somebody could make this practical and, you know.
Make it practical.
Yes. Make it work.
Make it work from A to Zach.
Yeah, and I don't. Yes, and I'm not talking, you know, on Fiverr or anything yeah, like right? this, like for reals.
All right.
The next trend is kind of an interesting one, flat retro design.
Flat retro design.
Right, so we're thinking like
I think I know
60s and 70s, like the bright colors, you know.
You're seeing a lot of that.
The psychedelic stuff.
Psychedelic
yes.
text.
Yes.
Images.
Yes, heavy.
Yes.
Heavy text.
Yeah, I've seen some of that on package design, actually.
Yes. But with a little bit of more of a modern kind of vibe to it.
Absolutely. I can see that working for a lot of like cool product design, package design type stuff.
Yes.
You know, I'm envisioning, you know, like cans, you know, like cans of whatever, energy drinks, beers.
Yes. Yes.
You've seen, beer. I've seen a lot of this on the craft beers lately, right?
Yeah, yeah. What's the
going with that like Dead & Co. kind of look and feel, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And interesting.
Yeah. It's
again, going back to retro.
Yeah. As a musician,
yeah.
I'm already looking at ways that I could fit this into a band poster.
No, good call. Good
you
call.
You know what I mean? So that's
great for a t-shirt.
This is the kind of thing
yep.
where I think the practical aspect, you know, where it would actually work.
Yeah. All right. All right. Yeah. I'm all over that one.
So, and another one, another design trend. This one is very cool. Minimal vintage.
What's minimal? Okay. What is
okay, so
minimal
this
vintage?
Is, yeah, this is not recognizable as retro or vintage. It's mm-hmm. new, it's modern, but it's influenced by a particular
like
decade.
Using characters or techniques
yes.
or
the, some of the examples that I saw was like were like this tea company, I can't remember what their name was, but it was like it looked like a 1940s kind of style.
Yep, yep, yep.
But with a very modern
so like
kind of look.
Color, the color combination. Maybe,
yeah,
but a little bit more
but
modern.
But not as blatant as that.
Okay, okay. So
yeah, it's
something
a
old
subtle and nod.
Making it new.
Yes, it's like when you hear a song and there's a sample in the back and you're yep. like, I know that song
okay,
from something
okay.
else. That's kind of what it is. It's like a
kind of making me feel like it's hipster logos.
Right? Yes.
Little Art Deco-y, but made yes. to look kind of a little bit more modern.
It's not specific to just the Art Deco. It's
all right,
it,
all
you
right.
know, it could go CNET. They did a revamp and it's a really cool late 60s, 70s kind of vibe, but with a modern flavor. Like
yeah.
So it's an interesting style.
Okay. Cool.
Yes,
I think
again,
I can.
I'm not sure how many clients are going to, you know, go for this. CNET obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Went for.
And that's pretty big,
yeah,
actually. That's
huge,
pretty big.
Right? Yeah.
So, I mean, again, the first top three of these all seem to have like nod or tipping of the hats to something retro.
Yes.
What's old is new again.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
And I think that on a whole. Mm-hmm. Seems to be a trend. Like, you
it's
know,
always.
And we see companies like Burger King literally mm-hmm. ripping back their old.
Going back. Full
going
circle.
Back. Yeah, they just went back 30 years and took that logo. A lot of design yeah. work there.
Yes.
But then, you know, they also did their packaging
yes.
with that vibe.
Right.
McDonald's jumped on
yes.
that. But I think they were probably copying
yeah.
Burger King more than just trying to redo themselves, yeah, right?
I would say that this.
Even A&W, technically. What the hell's it with the burger companies? They went retro too.
Totally.
Come
yeah.
to think of it. Burgers are
yeah.
Wow, we're eating old
That's
meat.
A great example of the minimal vintage, I think, because the it's not like Burger King didn't exactly rip off them what they did back
yep,
in the 70s,
yep.
right? They modernized it.
Yeah.
Gave it a little bit of the colors are a little cooler, you know what I mean? So I think that's kind of the style that, you know.
All right. All right.
They
I'll
were
buy that.
Way ahead of the curve. So another one, this is bizarre. I find this crazy that the clean style.
The clean style.
So no fancy frills, no ornamental
minimal
things, minimal design.
White space,
lots of white space,
yeah.
lots of white. White yeah. is the primary color in some of
so,
this stuff.
So a 2023 design trend is good design. So that
isn't
actually
that
sums it fucking up, man. There's so much shit out there
yes.
that it's like, wow, to actually strive for good design
yes.
is now become a trend.
Exactly.
That's so disheartening.
I
dude.
Know, isn't that? Isn't
what
that
has
insane?
Our industry come to?
Exactly. This would be like you going into the American Eagle store and see jeans and a t-shirt. This is the new hip thing.
Yeah, right?
Never
wow.
before has this ever
it
been
finally
seen.
Finally speaks to me. Couple this
Come
with
on.
A brown belt. Oh, fucking great.
What?
Does it have a buckle?
Mm.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so that is.
So that's the big one to watch out for, guys. Good design in
good
2023
design.
Is a trend.
It's
so,
back. Yes.
Yeah, it's back. Good design is back. All right, I like the next. I like the next grouping here.
Okay,
right. This is all type related.
This is type related
yes.
stuff. Yeah. So
Number five.
What I found, and this is interesting.
I concur. I've seen this all over the place.
Exactly. Distorted typography.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So this was hot in the 90s.
This was hot in the 90s, but it's a different flavor than what our man David was doing.
Mr. Carson.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a long, skinny font.
Yeah.
Right? And shifted down at the bottom.
Very angular.
Yes.
Oh, I was getting excited. I thought maybe we were... Okay, so wait, literally like distorting the fonts themselves.
Exactly. Like think of the examples that I saw were quite interesting. And it's like, it reminded me of the distort filter in Photoshop.
Oh, shit.
Remember?
Really?
Where you could go sphere eyes
and
do those kind of weird things. It looks like that.
So that 100% feels like a trend.
Totally.
And a short-lived
and
one
a
at
that. A very short-lived trend, yes.
Like I don't even know where you'd want to use that.
I have no idea where this, and I couldn't, honestly, I couldn't really find a good execution.
That
I thought, maybe. Maybe
yeah. That'll See, that's it,
just
right?
Looks, it just looks like literally there's text and it's swirling and it's becoming illegible and it's just like...
Why?
Yeah, like it's
Why?
Like getting flushed down the toilet.
Yeah, okay. Well, and that's what I would do with this trend.
I'll set them up and you knock them down. Yes.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so that's a flush.
Yeah, so that, yeah.
Number six.
This one is hilarious. Did you know? First, I'll say the title. The Return of the Sans Serif. Did you know it went away?
I had no idea.
I was like, what the
Where
hell?
Where did they come up with this shit?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I remember for about, you know, a day in 2022 where people were saying, I'm sick of sans serif. But then they were a little tipsy. They had a couple drinks. They woke up the next morning. They're like, what was I thinking? I love sans serif.
You got your blood sugar back up, and then you're like, oh, I'm fine. I'm going to keep using Helvetica. Yeah.
So were they actually trying to make this like a legit, is a trend?
What were they using before this? Well, this is exactly it. I'm like, you know, apparently for packaging and for, you know, like accessibility on websites and apps and things like that, the best thing to do is to have a sans serif font, right?
Oh, fucking shit, Sherlock.
Well, exactly.
And here's the thing. I have seen serifed fonts creeping in the past couple of years, right? And I'll have, right? And you see this, you know, you see like new font libraries, font factories are coming out with cool fonts and people are using them in layouts. So it's serifs are creeping back in design.
Yeah.
So where did this come from? No. Before, let's pump the brakes. Serifs, don't give serifs a chance. We need to go back to sans serif. And while I'm all for it, because I'm a fan of the sans serif, there's a time and place. I just didn't know it was ever gone.
I know. I was. It never entered into my consciousness that
we've been out of touch this whole time.
In fact, I would love to find a serif font that I really love as much as the sans serif.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's interesting.
There are great ones.
There absolutely are.
My go-to is the jeans and the t-shirt version. Yeah.
Well, and again, there's a time and place for everything. And especially in where we play, our space,
yep.
9 times out of 10, a serif is just not going to work.
Exactly.
However,
you
know, when I'm going online, I'm seeing certain, you know, consumer-facing apps, so consumer-facing websites, products, I'm finding that there is a flair and there's a good fit for it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just we don't see that too much. But
this is true. You're right.
But I'm aware enough to know that I didn't think it ever went out of style, only to be brought back next year. So we're back, baby.
Yeah. But relax, Omos. It's only a trend.
Oh, by 2024, we'll all be back to use the serif. Now they'll be using script fonts.
This is another good one, too.
Yeah.
In the type.
Okay, please. Number seven, type trend.
Condensed typography.
What? Oh, my God. Well, it is a great space saver.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And so you can get really funky with this kind of stuff. You know, you can get like a real spacey kind of vibe going with a condensed font, black and neon. Apparently, that's really happening nowadays.
Well, okay. I do like this whole neon effect. I am a fan of synthwave, so I'm seeing that everywhere. So,
yeah, maybe this is
I don't see any of this condensed typography font in you. I'm tough to say.
Yes.
However, you should be happy because is Impact not one of your favorite fonts? I swear, he tries to fit it in everything. I'm like, dude, stop. Nobody likes this font anymore.
Just, you know, when you just want to go out to the store and pick something up, you just throw on your Crocs and away you go, right? You don't care. Well, that's what impact and is.
That's exactly.
It's the Crocs of the font world.
That's what it feels like.
Comfortable.
Oh shit.
Yeah, dude, I know. It's like a holdover from a different time.
Oh, dude. Well, you've got me to correct you every time.
Yes, thank God. Thank God for pulling me in.
Yeah. With that. All right, fair enough. I think those are hilarious. The distorted is kind of a waste and it's going down the toilet.
Yeah, that's really weird.
The condensed typography, I don't even have an opinion on that one.
Yes.
Because again, that's generally pretty hard to read. I mean, maybe it has a purpose here or there.
In a social thing or sort of poster or, you know, a one-off kind of deal, I guess. Yeah.
But I'm really, really glad to know that 2023's big font thing is sans serifs are back.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank God.
I was pretty scared. I was. Thank you.
We were dangerously close to being dinosaurs there.
All right, and these last three are kind of interesting, right?
These are just like kind of weird one-off things, which...
But I have seen all three of these.
Exactly.
And all over the place, that, even in the font side or the logo side that I'll be... Yeah, my list, okay. I've seen. So interestingly enough, go.
These seem very trendy to
me,
which I can totally understand. So the first one, liquid gradients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything looks like gold and silver kind of porn. You remember when Game of Thrones, the guy got the throne of... The crown of gold.
Pretty creepy. Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Like this whole molten look, everything like, what was it? Mercury, liquid mercury.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, dude. I don't, you know, the problem is how the hell do you even make this stuff?
Yeah.
Right. Like you need to be in a 3D app. It's not like most of us use Illustrator, Photoshop. Yes. You know, maybe we've got a couple third party ones out there, but do you not need like 3D modeling apps for this kind of
stuff? It's funny because, you know, I was looking, and if you get a chance, check out the new Orion. You know the Orion pictures?
Yes. Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yes. Is that, that's what legit?
This
is.
That's what this kind of liquid kind of...
In that sense, that was more the background within the font itself, right?
Exactly. Oh. But it's just... abstract.
So is that their new logo?
I don't know.
Or is that their new typeface or something?
Whether it's just something that they're experimenting with because it's trendy.
Oddly, it suited it because it's very sci-fi
looking.
And it suits that market, right? Exactly. So interesting, yeah.
So I could see that working in that regard. To me, it looks like, did you ever use airbrushing?
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. It's almost
really
like that. It's almost that kind of vibe, like
interesting,
like just a blurby kind of that thing. But I mean,
whatever.
The Orion, you're right. It was evoking like a space kind of vibe.
Yeah, it was on a black background. It's like almost that's what they were looking for.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I got that vibe. But again,
but
for
it could be
trend,
like, yeah.
Okay, you know, I find a use for it. It seemed like in that sense, that one caught my eye. Mm-hmm. So okay, fine, good.
All right. So the next one is experimental palettes.
This one's kind of crazy.
This
right?
is weird. Yeah. So colors that are weird together.
And apparently this is a good thing.
I know. Apparently this is cool. Green with orange, purple with black, you know. I saw green with orange in a Kudo ad the other day, and it was just like, wow.
So very few companies can pull that off. I get it. Yeah.
They're a little funky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
but not too many people are, like not too many brands out there are like intentionally funky and will go out of their way to try.
Just to do this.
Like, how do you get opportunities for this? You see, a lot of these design trends I see on people's portfolios, mm-hmm. in Dribbble.
Yes.
It's trying to find them in real world use. That's the challenge, right? Like, I don't know, man. Like, other than Kudo, I don't know many other brands that could pull this off and have the kudos to pull it off.
Nice.
Like what I did there?
That was really good. But the funny thing is I was looking at this and I was like, I don't know. Mm. I don't know whether they did pull it off. It just looks so... unsettling.
So
and
it
I
is,
think that's
and
kind of what it is.
I was going to say, maybe that's the intent.
I think
that it's supposed to kind of look like it doesn't go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just jarring
and
kind of just like, whoa. And if it gets your attention, maybe it worked. Maybe that's what it's supposed to do.
But if
it just
so
seems wrong.
Though, I know, right?
Design is supposed to, you're not supposed to notice stuff
like
that.
Stuff
like
that,
right?
This,
you know
eh?
What I mean?
No.
Like
it's
there. Yeah. And the last one is the clay look.
This is the one I was thinking of. This is the one that I was like, 3D.
Yes.
How are you even supposed to do this?
Yes, exactly. Yes. And literally, people are actually doing it with
Plasticine.
And taking pictures of it.
But dude, that's okay. I like now.
It's interesting.
You're
right?
Bringing the craft back to
there
something.
We go. There we
remember,
go.
Remember the old days before fucking, you know, stock photography online mm-hmm. and then before photo discs when we needed to come up with a background texture.
What did you do?
What?
What did you do?
You used to take your camera and you'd create it yourself. I need a rough background. And you would go and take a picture of dirt or the road. And then you would blow it up to an 8x10. It would cost you a fortune. You'd scan it. You'd use it. Holy cow. How many times I have used that same asphalt texture because it cost me $150 just to get it in my damn computer at the time. That was cool.
But that's what you did.
And that's when it actually felt like a craft.
Yes.
Where, exactly. You know, as soon as like stock photography came in, it was 100% more convenient.
It was a time saver.
But I wasn't doing it anymore.
Yeah.
Right. And I remember sometimes I'd be like, okay, guys, I'm off.
Yep.
I'd grab my camera. Mm-hmm. I'd say goodbye to the team. I would go all day and I would literally make a whole day and take pictures of backgrounds.
Wow.
You know, leaves, water, you know, this, that, but, and don't forget, this was film.
Yeah.
So it fucking cost a fortune because you try shooting a picture of running water and not knowing how it's going to go. You're taking a picture, changing your settings. There was no little camera or the screen to sit there and say, like, good, bad.
That's good. Right? Delete.
No. Often it was it was like, okay, here, expose these 5 rolls of film, which would only give you 10 good pictures. And because it costs you hundreds of dollars.
Oh man.
But it was fun.
You're right. It's the craft of that. It is. Because you became a great photographer.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I like your photography. I think it's very interesting.
I appreciate that. Now that you just told me about this clay look, I appreciate the effort that it'll take to go in there.
Yes. Some people are creating it.
Okay.
A lot of times it's a digital thing.
It's still digital.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So.
Cool. How cool is that though? That would be fun.
I know.
We will never have an application for it here at Zen Factor.
No one will buy that.
I look forward to seeing what other people do with this one.
Yes, exactly.
So, okay. Yeah. This looks, I mean, again, everything I looked for, I saw a lot of these. And so I'm curious to see which one of these will make it out of 2023 and which one of these actually make it in production on a regular basis. I'm seeing the retro everywhere. You know, this some of these cool stuff like 3D Memphis, man, I would root for that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it's going to be used, but it would be really fucking cool.
Yep.
Some of this shit though. Oh dude, I don't know. Like this distorted typography, I don't know how this is going to work.
That's bad. Yeah. I don't understand that. Yeah. It just seems kind of strange.
So,
liquid gradients.
Crazy.
Yeah.
This list is design trends, graphic design trends. That's so like we said, if you're ever going to use a trend, be it, you know, if it's going to have a purpose, maybe there's a purpose in graphic design if you're doing certain things, right? Mm-hmm. Something that, you know, I refer to as disposable design, something that's, you know, here today, gone tomorrow, short shelf life, right? Yep. But it's nothing that you want to commit to long term.
Yes.
Okay? And that's what I mean. Brands and trends, logos and trends, those should stay so fucking far apart, okay?
Yes.
So now my job is to look up logo design trends. Ooh. For 2023.
Yes.
Okay.
This is
the part that, let's just face it, we all know how I am. I'm the jeans and t-shirt guy. Okay. This is why I didn't like the mall, because again, I was just like, yo, that's too crazy. No, I can't pull that off. Those jeans are way too tight to fit on my body. Like, I could not. That's not me. And this is my impression about logos, right? Like, they can't follow trends. They shouldn't follow trends, right? Like, you don't want your brand. I just don't even like the way that fucking sounds.
It's
logo design trends. Oof, 2023.
That's wrong.
Right?
Yeah.
So again, it's like, all right. Honestly, okay, this one needs a drink. Of course.
Okay,
this one needs a little bit of a top off.
Here we go.
And even my whole thing is, you know, sometimes people be like, well, it's just a small local mom and pop shop, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's why they can do a logo design. But the problem is, even if it is a local little coffee shop or something small, whatever, they shouldn't follow these trends because unfortunately, for them, it costs even more money to replace. Like dollars and cents might make even more of a difference to that company. Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, if they have to replace their sign because after 3 years they look like an outdated business, fuck, that really hurts.
Yes.
So again, this shit should not be in the same category. Mm-mm. Okay.
No.
So some of the things I hated. Okay.
Okay.
Logo design trends that Moss was not a fan of for 2023. Okay. I'm seeing it everywhere.
Yep.
Candy colors.
Oh.
So again, I swear I saw this last year under a different name, but it's like these crazy ass, bright, bold, fun, crazy colors. Ew. Again, you know, the trendy color.
Yep.
For a brand.
Yep.
And again, that's the quickest way for a brand to outdate itself. Yes. As soon as everybody gets sick and tired of those colors.
Yep.
But we're talking about like extreme and for a brand, like unless the brand, you know, like lives, breathes this crazy youthful vibe and that's the good. You yep. know what? Embrace this shit. Run mm-hmm. with it. But just to jump on it because, hey, you're a tech company and yeah. the trend now is youthful candy colors. Yeah. You should do it. Wah, wah, wah. Like that's a kick in the nuts. And the problem is they'll get sucked into this toilet bowl of this toilet squirrel of trend, and again they'll end up getting flushed down, like all their money's flushed down the toilet.
Yes. It's a great way to burn up a lot of capital there.
Seriously.
It's just something stupid.
So again, I'm a big fan of bright colors, and we did just have a customer, and again in the B2B space, choose a bright color. It was complemented with a very dark color. So it was a dark blue and it was like a bright gold.
Oh, really?
Right? And bright the two gold. They balanced each other nicely. Oh, right? It was nice. Like, yeah, nice bright, you know, yellow, gold, however you want to call that.
Yeah.
But the dark blue is good.
Yeah.
But I wasn't pitching him bright pink with bright yellow with a little swoosh of, you know, high intensity cyan in there, right? Oh, fuck. I need a drink.
Yeah, well, you don't want your logo to look like a Jolly Rancher. Like, that's not cool.
Skittles.
Yeah, bag Skittles. Yeah, there you go.
All right. A number two, and I saw this one show up on a couple different. So again, I followed a very similar format to Sean.
Mm-hmm.
I went out there. I looked at, obviously, a lot of the blogs that are out there.
Yep, yep.
I went on YouTube and saw a couple of YouTube. And I tell you,
thought of that.
I swear these fucking YouTube videos were just trying to get high rankings because they didn't even have real people talking, some of them.
Really?
They would have robot voice, like a really bad, like, it wasn't even a good quality AI speaker. It was, I swear, they typed it in their Mac and hit play. They were so bad. But they all said the same shit, right?
Oh.
And then, of course, you know, yes, Reddit. I was curious Reddit, on that one. Nice. And so that's why most of these came from all of these combined. If I saw two or three times across all of these, then yep. I was like, okay, it made the list.
Here
okay?
we go, yeah.
So, glitch logos. Glitch logos.
Yes.
I get it.
Yep.
TikTok's
huge.
It's also the biggest fucking social media company in the world. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're now bigger than Facebook, right? Yep. They could do whatever they want.
Yes.
Okay. Because again, people spend so much time on that platform. Mm-hmm. They could change their logo tomorrow. People will be like, oh, yeah. What did you do?
Yeah.
And then the day after they're like, okay, yeah, it's
yeah,
good. It's
yeah,
TikTok.
Fair enough.
Because TikTok does it,
yeah.
doesn't mean you should. Right. I don't even care if your market is the same as TikTok's. I don't care if it's, you know, 12 to 15 year old girls who like whatever's on TikTok. No, there's no reason to try to follow something like TikTok because TikTok does it is not mean that it's a trend that you should try to follow.
That's right.
But they're pushing it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, glitch low, glitch effect. And I say this. Mm-hmm. However, we have a glitch effect when it comes to our YouTube videos going. So I was like, shit, I got to change it. I will change it, but it's not our logo.
Then that's fine.
Because I can change that and it's something, it's reflected, you want to call it disposable or whatever. It's not right. part of the brand,
exactly.
right? So glitch logos, bad.
Bad.
Keep it away.
Bad, bad, bad.
Okay. So now going back to, you know, some similarities to where you had, okay?
Yes.
Liquid mercury or dripping ink.
Dripping, yep.
Okay. Yep. I was seeing a lot of this. But again, if your brand... If it makes sense to use this with your brand, mm-hmm. right? A paint company or some sort of liquid company,
okay.
you know, something and you can make it work. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep.
If you're just using it because it's cool, it's trendy. Some of the examples I saw were like animal heads and they had like, they were morphing into drips. It made no fucking sense at all. Like nothing, dude, nothing. So this whole liquid mercury dripping ink, you know, yeah, okay, it's fine. It might look okay, yeah. but don't. fuck, don't even think about putting that in a corporate logo. Yeah. It's ridiculous in a brand. No, 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 bad.
That is unacceptable.
So this one, this next one, I want to like, but I'm really hesitant to implement, okay?
Right.
And this goes back to even what you were going on with retro imagery.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I follow so many people on Instagram, and so many of them have got this awesome red line retro images that they're doing. They're creating these cool little mascots and this, and they all have these like awesome vibes from the 50s, 60s, even 70s. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But to commit your brand to something like this is you have to commit your entire brand, okay? Yeah. If you just want to use it in a campaign.
Yeah.
Use it as a social post for a couple months, see how it feels.
Yep.
But to like sit there and pitch logos, that company culture, that corporate culture, that brand's culture, it really has to be able to, because you don't want something like this to be, I mean, can you imagine you put something on there, you know, like, I don't know, like a fast guy delivering pizza and he's a little retro guy. Sure. Yep. Cool. Because it's cute right now.
Yep.
In 2 years, when all of a sudden everybody's going on speed and technology and, you know, fast delivering pizza, that guy's not going to cut it anymore.
It's not going to work.
No, it's not, right? You committed to something. And I like what I'm seeing, but again, dude, I'm a big fan of synthwave. I fucking love synthwave music and, you know, everything, the videos on YouTube, everything is dark with the neon.
Yep.
I would never pitch that. No. Never, right? No. Never, ever, ever. Because I know that, you know, it wouldn't work for a brand.
Yes.
It could work for, you know, like a backdrop, maybe for a 6 month or even 3 month banner on their website.
Yeah, or trade show.
Something. Yes. Something. Right. Like and that. We've got that right now in place with some people.
Yes.
But again, that's not the brand. We're not committing the brand to it. We're committing a temporary campaign that will be here this year, gone next. Mm-hmm. Right. So that one scared me.
Yeah.
Another one that, you know, I'm loving, but I'm scared to. Cartoon imagery for a brand. Okay. And this one is so, I mean, I'm a big fan of Johnny Cupcakes and everything that brand has to do.
Right.
I love the Psycho Bunny brand. I think that's great.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But again, their brand versus the material they're pushing out is very different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So again, their brand can stay and stay on the test of time, but you know, they're using their cool cartoon imagery in the products that they have and they're customizing it. So cool on them for doing that.
Right.
But again, to commit your brand to this, I wanted to find something for our brand.
Yep.
Cartoon. Mm-hmm. But you know how hard it was to try to find something that we could just be like, yeah, that's the cartoon figure that's going to represent our brand.
Right.
That's like our mascot. And we can't, that's a hard, keep a mascot separate than the brand.
Yeah.
If you want to introduce, you know, a cartoon figure, if I wanted to embrace this, then we'll create, and maybe we are, creating something that we'll have fun with thereafter and be recognizable.
Right.
But it's not going to be the brand itself.
Yes.
Right. And that's why there is a difference between brands and a brand mascot.
Yes.
FYI, we had a brand mascot episode a few months ago. I highly recommend taking a look.
Yep.
Kind of explains this whole difference between the brand and the brand mascot. All right.
Yep.
So again, cartoon imagery is a big trend that I saw people claiming for 2023. But dude, I don't know, man, if that's something I would commit to.
Yeah. It's something like Johnny Cupcakes. I think the execution is very well.
Awesome.
And you got to kind of almost be a fringy kind of thing, right? Like, do you know what I mean?
But
like,
the Johnny Cupcakes logo itself has been the same for years.
It's been the same, yeah.
It's his use of all the cartoons.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
How he's using it.
Yes.
Same with Psycho Bunny,
there
right?
There you go, yeah.
Same logo for a little while, right? The logo itself hasn't changed, but the execution of how they're using the cartoons thereafter.
I get it.
That's what I mean, right? So again, if you want to use that cartoon, and I really want to use a cartoon for our brand, okay, but don't make it replace the brand.
Right.
Use it in the collateral, the materials, the assets thereafter, right?
Yeah.
Assets. I'm sounding like so worky, aren't I? Don't use that word assets. Because then you're an ass for using that word. Okay. So those are the ones that I thought were kind of like, cringy to bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one I thought was interesting. Number six. Okay. A lot of places were saying that opposite to what you said,
right,
Sean.
I was just going
to
say.
Completely opposite to the design trend. Apparently, for brands, serifed fonts are coming back.
Whoa.
Okay. So now, not to be confused with the design trend of sans serif fonts, apparently. I've been reading a couple of places saying that there's going to be, you know, a creep up of serif fonts coming through, and they've already got some early examples of brands making this jump, which, okay, so there is a place for serif fonts. There always has been.
Totally.
Certain brands like Rolex, Mercedes, Tiffany & Co., Vogue, Coach, they've always had serif, right?
Right, right.
But they've been positioned as very, very high-end items, right? So whether or not you can break away from that or not with serifs, right, is a different story. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the whole point of serifs, people stayed away from serifs.
Yep.
Because back in the day when things started going digital, serifs were so small, the screen resolution was low, things kind of shook on screen, right? But people forget the whole point of a serif, you know, for hundreds of years has been because serif fonts apparently are easier for the eye to read, easier to process.
Exactly.
Those little serifs, you know, blend into each word and it kind of helps the word, helps the eye flow, right? Leads one letter into the next.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a time and place. So now, the technology is so far advanced, our fucking watches have got more tech, you know, more resolution than the monitors in the 70s and 80s, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, now there is a place where serifs can make a comeback. Mm-hmm. And there is some, you know, I don't know how many of you know the website A List Apart. It's a fantastic website, you know, and it's very, you know, very heavy on type, very typography, but it's always been, you know, a serifed site. I think they're still using it anyway. But again, it was such a nice, easy read. It was something different. Yep. Whether I think it was using serifs when serifs were completely out of style was forbidden, right? But it was just a nice change to be able to read serifed fonts on a screen.
Yes.
So now to see serifed fonts creep themselves into, you know, logos, you know, that can be digitized thereafter, I think this has got potential.
Because
I do know that there are some digital serifed fonts out there. How do I describe this? Fonts made specifically to be digitally friendly. So thicker serifs, right? And that's what I'm seeing a lot more of lately.
Yes.
So I was kind of shocked to see that sans serif is coming back.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking that there might be something. I think I'd like to see where this goes.
Yes.
And this would be something I'd probably more welcome, you know, not as a trend, but as a challenge.
Yes.
To see like how to make this work.
How is this going to go?
Because, you know, unfortunately, most of the people that I follow, they're not using serifs.
No.
Right?
No.
And again, like nobody's using serifs, right? Yes. Everybody's got a very similar clean look and feel. So I encourage this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready? Logo design trend for 2023, number 7, tall or high logos, Sean?
Of course.
Of course, right?
A tall logo.
You know, apparently, you know, this new creative approach is to take the very, very famous wide logo or square logo and make it work in a tall vertical format, right? Otherwise known as stacked, maybe centered, lined, you know, like some of these I had to just put out here because it's just the stupidest fucking shit I have read in my life. So we're big proponents, and again, we've always done this, but when you're creating a logo for somebody, you got to present them a horizontal version and then a vertical version if the space allows, right? We're big believers of this, you know, responsive logo or adaptive logo.
Mm-hmm.
See the podcast about adaptive logos.
Exactly.
But I mean, again, the whole point here is, you know, your logo needs to look the best it can based in the place, the size, the dimensions. It has to be represented, right?
Exactly. Yeah, there's all kinds of places where, you know, just your old long wide logo isn't going to work anymore.
Right.
Yes,
exactly. Right.
One version will not rule them all.
Exactly. Yeah. Nice. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. 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 So, I mean, again, this is kind of silly. Like, I mean, I don't even know why this is now a trend, but the funny thing is the way they're positioning it is no. Break away from the wide, go tall.
Go tall.
So they're basically saying, fix it tall. Don't do both.
Wow,
I'm saying if anything, the trend should be fucking adaptive. You know, convince your customers they need a wide, they need a tall, and maybe something that fits in the middle if the space is funny, right? Again, if Disney can do it, heaven forbid. I mean, they might know a thing or two.
Yeah, Coca-Cola
might know a thing or two, right?
Exactly.
Like the biggest brands in the world have adaptive logos that are basically the logo will change based on the space provided.
Yep.
And it rocks.
Yes, and it works. It works very well.
Yeah.
Especially with Disney. That's brilliant.
Really, a really good job on theirs, right?
Yes.
So that's number 7, which is stupid.
Okay, it's all a logo.
And you know what? These last ones just get stupider.
Yeah,
I don't even know why I'm even.
This is the bottom of the barrel, folks.
Apparently, logo design trend for 2023, number 8, is the simplification of logos. So again, this has been happening for a little while now. Mm. Okay, we had an episode about this. Of course, we talked about this. Companies like Facebook, Google, Microsoft, you know, Airbnb, Spotify, they've simplified their logos to just a font.
Yep.
I'm not a fan of that. I think they went too far.
Yes.
Okay, and I got my reasons why, right? Mm-hmm. They're dropping all the unique elements.
Right.
Right? They're dropping the, you know, the icons, the marks that separated them, and they just committed to a font.
Yep.
Okay? And I'm totally not a fan of that. Mm-hmm. Okay? And there's some reasons why, right? Number one, they're always going to be like, well, this is a digital world now. Fuckheads, we've been a digital world now for 20 years. You know, the past 10, mobile hasn't changed that much. Like, the world has come to agree with this, right?
Yeah.
So throwing out that digital is the reason is a bunch of bullshit.
It's crap.
100% bullshit. Yep. Then we've got this whole cognitive fluency idea, okay? Ooh, where it's like, well, science. If Google did it, then we should do it because we're Spotify and Google's the leader in this space. So, you know, we want to follow like that. There is a legit cognitive fluency. It's legitimate. It's legit. It's science. But, you know, in all fairness, I don't necessarily think that's the reason either, personally, right? However, that would explain why a lot of the high fashion brands went that way.
Have gone that way.
They backed up.
They really doubled down on that. Boy,
did they jump on that one really quick. So now they're either very, very simple and sans serif, or you have the very, very drastic serif Louis Vuitton stuff, right?
Yes.
So anyway, cognitive fluency is another example why, okay? The dumbification of masses, okay, is a legitimate reason
what
why.
What y'all mean by that?
So again,
sorry, our southern listeners.
We are in this kind of whole world where everything is happening so fast, right? Our attention span is getting less and less. So it's like, you know what? Less the process. Mm. Drop the logo insignia and just give them the name, and they'll get it.
And they'll get it. Yeah.
That might be the reality,
right?
But I still think that that's not the reason why they're doing it.
Right.
Okay. Unfortunately, you know, that's happening now. That attention spans are getting so small, okay, that the dumbification of masses is a real thing.
Yeah.
And they might be playing into that. Okay. Maybe that's their reason, even though they may not be as crude to just come out and say it.
Yeah.
But my opinion, the reason why they're doing this is pure fucking laziness. Absolutely fucking laziness. And the reason being is because, some of the most beautiful fucking logos in history, okay? The most awesome logos, right? Type marks. They're the most simplest ones.
Yep.
Like the FedEx logo. Mm. It's simple. And that execution of that stupid little negative space, brilliant, okay? Just then gorgeous. We've got, you know, word marks like Sharp hasn't changed forever.
Yeah, right.
It's beautiful. Vans. You could argue that Vans is like a little outdated, but it's Vans. It rocks. You can't change that.
Yeah.
And again, they didn't just take the word, but they did something with the letters to own it, right?
Right.
Braun is another one. They took the letters, stretched them out, played with them, you know, and they did something to own it. So what I'm saying is these people have just gotten really fucking lazy by just being like typing out, you know,
just the word.
G-O-O-G-L-E.
Yeah.
What font? Tahoma?
Yeah,
no. There we go. Oh, Proxima Nova? No. Nexa Bold?
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. Okay. Wait. The letting is -10. Let's go to letting 0. Like they've just gotten fucking lazy.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
You have to start making relationships with these letters. You have to do something like these other brands did, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's tightening, kerning, changing some of the A senders, D senders, making that connection.
Yes.
You've got it. So again, pure fucking laziest.
Yeah.
You know what? We're not even just the word marks. What about the letter marks?
Mm.
Okay. Some of the most beautiful letter marks out there that are so recognizable, like IBM.
Oh.
Letters.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, he took it. Paul Rand took it one step further, put those lines in there. Hasn't fucking changed it.
Yes.
Right? That logo hasn't changed for like 40 years now, right?
Beautiful.
RCA. Again, something simple, right? NASA.
NASA.
They tried to change, the world revolted, they went back, right? And again, they changed that font, they changed the little spacing, and it's theirs. Mm-hmm. You know, EA Sports, CNN, even HBO.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay? Right.
So again, these, you could argue that these are equally as simple as the shit that we've seen right now, okay? But they've taken it a step further and tried to find what that connection was. And now they've created logos that last forever.
Yes.
So in my opinion, when you see Google, Microsoft, Airbnb, Spotify, Pinterest, you know what? Pure fucking laziness.
Yes,
100%. Exactly. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah. That's in my opinion what they did with that.
Totally. Yeah, they've really kind of pared it down to and everything looks generic. Everything looks the same.
Horrible, right?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Pure laziness.
Oof.
All right. Here's another design trend. A logo design trend for 2023, number 9. Ready for this, guys?
Yep.
Using negative space.
Wow.
Holy shit.
2023, you've done it. You've done it.
You know, World Wildlife Foundation, FedEx, they were ahead of their times when they did this.
Wow.
This is a hot trend for 2023. I swear I've seen this trend for 2022. 2021. The reality is so few people can actually take advantage of it. It's not a trend. It's fucking brilliant design. Okay? If you can fucking make this work, you are a genius. This is a fucking trend.
Yeah, it's a trend. Holy, something that's a fundamental to what we do is now a trend.
Look to the negative space, people, when doing this. Okay. And ready? And this was my favorite one. Okay. This sums it all up and how much cred you give these fucking stupid logo design trend things. Okay. Number 10, which should be number 1 design trend for logos in 2023. Ready?
I'm ready.
Using icons in letter marks. Not to be confused with a logo that uses an image and text. You know, this trend is where companies are using an icon in a letter mark. Okay. And not like a logo. So it's a letter mark, but with a symbol attached to it.
Wow.
So that when people see it over enough times, you can remove the word and recognize the brand by the symbol. So, you know, maybe a company can use a swoosh over top of their name. And then once people are get this swoosh.
And then drop it.
Drop the name. And it's like, hey, that swoosh is that company that I don't know. Let's just call them Nike, maybe. You know, potentially using like a fruit, like an apple.
No, that would work.
That could work. Yes. That could work. And then, you know, after a while, when somebody recognizes, you drop the word and you just have the icon. So the number 10, which should be the number 1 trend for 2023, is using an icon with a word mark, everybody.
I don't understand.
Way to go.
I had to read that like five times to be like, am I really understanding what they're saying?
Oh my God.
Oh, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's just, that one was just comic relief. That's a great way to finish. I mean, really, that sums up my feelings about like logo design trends.
Yes.
Again, it can't be a trend. It's your brand. It's your logo.
Don't.
You want to jump on something, introduce a campaign. You know what? Grow that a potential account with that customer and be like, let's keep your logo classic and let's exploit these trends using campaigns and shit.
Exactly.
But dude, you can't go down this road. No, this is not, so horrible.
Not for a logo. This,
oh my God.
That's just wrong.
So bad.
But I do like how negative space is coming back.
Oh, it's coming back, dude. Design. It's coming back. Okay. For a little while, that FedEx logo was out of style.
It was way.
People are like, that arrow, that makes no sense. They're a delivery company.
Yeah, come on.
What the fuck?
Oh,
buddy. Yeah, this is my favorite time of year.
Yes. this
shit.
This is a good rant, for sure. Fuck. Wow. Well, yeah, that's interesting. So some things, maybe exactly like you said, you might be able to get away with design trends, but logo trends,
keep them separate. Don't follow that. I don't mind. You know what? I've come around to maybe accepting trends because it has its purpose, its place. It breaks my heart that now it's like we have to consider, you know, the fact that there is disposable design.
Yes.
Okay. I have like 4, 5, 6 of those old Volkswagen brochures from the 1960s.
Those are gorgeous.
Right? And these were like very, very, I went to a bug fest this summer and there was people selling whatever. There's a swap meet part. And this guy was selling old advertising material for, you know, that the dealerships would give out, you know, to whoever was interested in buying a Volkswagen back in the 60s, right? When it just first came to the country. Yeah. Looking at this shit now, it's timeless. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful.
Oh, man.
Right? And honestly, I can't tell you how beautiful they are, right? The white space, the balance, the images, you know, what they would do, they didn't follow trends.
Yeah.
They employed good design on these, right?
Exactly.
Honestly, that should be a fucking. I gotta do a blog on that.
I think you should.
Just to share these beautiful pieces of art, right?
Totally. Yeah.
And again, these things are 50 fucking years, over 50 years old, right? Like, I mean, do the math. 60, right?
Yeah.
1960s. 1960. Holy shit. And again, they're beautiful. I literally I threw them in the back and I left them back there. Oh, so some of the younger kids were like, pick up on some of these awesome design. Like, they're beautiful. And so they didn't follow trends.
Nope.
They followed good design.
Yeah.
And again, good design always wins.
That's right.
Okay. This is what breaks my heart, because that is 60 years old and still looks beautiful.
It still works.
You know?
Still works.
Following trendy design shit is, you know, with this whole disposable design, it's heartbreaking.
Yep.
Because again, it's here today, it's gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's not memorable.
Nope.
I don't think I'm going to look at something from 3 years ago and be like, oh, that was
wow,
so great.
We should bring that back.
We should, like, because again, it's just like, ooh, that's ugly, right? There was no foundation in good design on any of this shit. A lot of it's like trendy colors, textures, you know, effects. And unfortunately, this probably has a lot to do with the technology that we're dealing with now and what is possible and what's not. Those brochures, dude, and all those things, the literature that I got, that was all hand done.
No computers involved in that shit.
No, right? Because again, back then, letcher set, cutting out those things.
Yes.
And again, they're beautiful. The balance, the white space, how they did this, and they did it all by hand.
Yep.
Where now shit is so easy and quick to kind of here today, gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of heartbreaking. And I hope that this isn't a reflection of what the future of design is going to be like.
Right.
You know?
I agree with you on that one. That would be depressing, because it's kind of like, these are just, you know, stuff like that. Like, you look at that kind of stuff and you think, it's just magic. Like, it literally could go out today.
Yes.
For something.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so well done.
Right. So, and I think that's where we have to be careful here.
Yeah.
And that's where it's like, you know, I don't know if I would recommend to any new designer not to follow trends.
Yes.
Don't. You want to make a quick buck. You want to go screw some people. Fine. Do trends.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have to create something that's here today, gone tomorrow, and you're okay with that, fine. Yeah. Follow a trend.
Yeah.
Fine. If that's what it is. But if you actually want to learn how to be a designer, if you really want to understand good design fundamentals, dude, run from trends.
Yes.
You know, understand the basics. We have an episode on that too. Fuck, we got a lot of episodes.
We do.
Apparently we got like 14,000 minutes worth of episodes.
That's right.
I love you. Seriously, it's like, you have to implore these fundamentals, right? And then again, then you will create shit that will look good, not now, not for 5 years, but for fucking apparently 60 years.
Yes.
Dude. Yeah.
Man, that would be quite the legacy to have.
It'd be really cool.
And you know, the funny thing too is, while I was doing this research, what really kind of stuck in my head is like, it takes a lot of time to get good at something.
Yeah.
So these trends, how, if you get good at something and then it's gone.
It's gone.
You know what I mean? Like, that would really be disappointing. So all of a sudden you've got this really cool thing that was hip for
5 minutes.
5 minutes, and then now nobody uses it.
Or
anymore.
What's even funnier, not only that, and I totally understand what you're saying, but some things take months to execute. A website.
That's it.
So you put in, you've got all these designs, you build the website, it goes through reviews, it lasts 6 months. Next thing you know, when you launch, it's out of date.
Whoa,
it's out of style.
So bad.
Oh,
yeah.
That was so 2022, guys. That followed the design trend from back then.
Yeah.
It used serifs.
It's crazy.
Honestly, you want longevity in this space. If you follow good design, plain and simple, you can go forever in this space. And I mean, that's why the greats have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and think about it. I mean, like when you start thinking about people like, you know, the Paul Rands of the world or the Massimo Vignellis, their stuff is timeless because they didn't follow trends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They followed good design, right?
That's right.
You know, they made sure the hierarchy was correct. They made sure they understood white space, balance.
Yep.
These were the important elements. You know, you just, it really comes down to the basics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Understand the basics, master the basics,
and then
you will have
fuck around with whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. You will fucking last for a lifetime.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Keep that in mind. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh.
Oh, see, I didn't even have to get angry at that one. That one was just legit. That was heartfelt.
You should have seen this guy, though. I mean, I thought his head was going to come off when he with the logo stuff with the word marks there.
Guys, icons.
Icons.
With word marks, okay? I think somebody should let Nike know that they're doing it wrong. Wait. Nike got it right. Maybe Adidas got it wrong.
Yeah,
wait.
Oh, jeez. I don't know.
Apple?
Yeah,
hmm. Jeez, I'm trying to think now. The example they actually gave was Pinterest. I'm like, are you aware that Pinterest has pretty much dropped their icon now? Bad example. Oh, you can now use it in a favicon. No shit. No shit. Oh, for fuck's sakes. Wow. All right. Wow. With that being said, guys, I'm sorry. You heard our design trends for next year, and you heard us bash the logo design trends for next year. All right?
That's right.
Please throw back some feedback. Drop us some comments. Hit us up on our website. We love the conversations. And again, I don't mind getting nasty. You know, we don't get nasty. Everybody's been really cool. You know, and I can't, of course, nobody has to, they don't always agree, but we're always that's at a awesome. Good place from this, right? Yeah, exactly. And that's it. You know, hit us up on our website, of course, and leave us some, you know, if you have anything you want to know or whatever, you can drop us a line there. You can hit us up on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. We're constantly, I mean, it was so great today when I had all these people sharing how many minutes that they did this all through Instagram. Nice. And they put it through their stories. And I'm just like beside myself.
Yeah,
dude, like it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
God, I love you guys.
It's great.
But again, you know, we try to get back to everybody. And if not, hit me a second time and be like, dudes, what the fuck are you doing? I sent you a message a week ago. But we're generally pretty good. We're generally pretty good, okay? I try to catch up at least Saturday mornings, oddly enough. You know, and then again, you know, leave us a review on, you know, your favorite place where you actually listen to it. Yeah. You know, whether it's Apple, whether it's Spotify, whether it's Google or wherever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's pretty... Oh, and last but not least... Come see us on YouTube.
Yes.
You know, you can see what we look like, how good, how bad we are. This is probably where we've got more material planned for YouTube than we do actually for Instagram in the near future. But, you know, again, we're looking to roll that out in the new year. So stay tuned for that.
We've got some good stuff for you. And swag, possibly.
Oh, he wanted to drop that swag. Okay, we're this close. By the time this leaves, we might actually release it. I know, I know. Right now, I'm the holdup. I'm like, Feedback's been good, though. Yeah. All right, good. Fine. With that being said, everybody, my name's Massimo.
And my name's Sean.
Stay creative.
And stay angry.
Peace.